We will come back, I suspect, to the conservatism and liberalism clash within the West, but thank you for that. Peter, do you agree that the Trump administration's actions on Ukraine have produced a rift in the West?
Well, first, I think you really don't like him.
You know, that is absolutely true. But I really, not only do I not like him, I don't like him because of what he's doing to the United States and the world. And I think you should take a hard look at it if you think that there is something good that will come out of it.
What I think Trump is doing in America, I think it is reaction for something that, for some policies that really went too far. Too far from the regular people, too far from reality. So, you know, we saw the cancel culture. We saw the woke revolution. I don't agree with the gender revolution, the climate alarmism.
Which gender? Women having their rights?
Peter, go on.
I think there are two genders. So, but some of us think that there is more than two. Gender. I think there is male and female, and the rest probably is a social construct. So this is something that went too far.
But does that justify selling out the people of Ukraine who are on the front lines dying to save their freedom and their two genders, if that's what you're worried about?
Can I please finish my points? I'm sorry that it makes you nervous. I'm really sorry for that.
It makes me nervous. It makes me
Can we let Peter finish, please? I have to say
one more thing. You said that Ukraine fights for our future and for our freedom. I think first Ukraine fights for Ukraine's future, Ukraine's freedom, and Ukraine's sovereignty and independence.